Welcome to Girl You're Hired, a job interviewing podcast solely dedicated to helping you land your dream job. On today's episode, I have such an exciting guest to bring on. Her name is Allie Vogel. She's a senior product designer and UX expert working at Microsoft. She's learned so much on her journey to get to this dream role, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about what it is people are looking for when hiring top talent into Microsoft, some advice that she learned along the way that has helped her succeed, and much, much more. So let's turn it over to Allie and have her introduce herself.
Thanks so much for having me, Lena. So to give you a little bit of background on myself, I started my career at LinkedIn where I met Lena. And from there, I moved to Israel where I wanted to gain more technical chops. So I actually did a coding boot camp and was hired very soon afterwards to a budding software company called WalkMe that actually went public this year. So not a startup as it was when I originally joined. And from there, I worked at booking.com. I was in the machine learning research and development center here in Tel Aviv, which was a really cool experience to be able to work on consumer products for the first time. And from there, for the last 2 years, moved on to Microsoft, where I worked in their cloud and AI studio. And for the last 6 months, I've been leading design for the Microsoft Autonomous Development Platform, also known as ADP, which is a data management platform for autonomous driving vehicles.
Wow, thanks, Allie. That's really an impressive career track. And I think it's so fascinating that you've navigated your career from so many different type of companies and different roles to get to this dream job you're in now. And you mentioned to me in the past also that you're bringing other top talent into Microsoft, into design roles like yours. Can you share with us a little bit more about the type of people you're looking for and how you think they could be presenting themselves in an interview to stand out?
Sure. So about a few months ago, I was part of the team that brought on a couple new designers as well as user researchers onto the Microsoft Azure Cloud team. And it was a really interesting experience for me because it was my first time actually being on the other end of the interview table and interviewing designers. And for me, that was especially interesting because I really got to see firsthand what it was like to hear how people respond to certain questions and how they share their experience. And I would say probably the thing that I appreciated the most about some of the candidates that were more successful is they really focused on how can they bring value to the team and to the role and to the company. And they had this really interesting approach in the way that they answered their questions about the value that they could bring and really focusing on impact. And I think that for me, that was one of the most important things that I saw because one, it really showed that they were someone who really had a forward way of thinking, but also it just seemed like a good person that you wanted to work with. You hear oftentimes in interviews, you know, more things along the tune of what can you do for me? But I think when you come from the approach of giving and you stay really value focused and you also know how to focus on impact. So how do you think about impact? How do you measure impact? And even the way you talk about your past experience, really focusing on what the impact of what you did, how it helped the company, how it helped the team, how you were able to leverage the work of others in order to really scale success. Those are some of the candidates I see that do the best in interviews.
That is such a good tip. I'm so happy you brought that up. Because as a person interviewing, you might be thinking all the time about making yourself look good, but it's the truth being, how can you make the company better? How can you make the team better? And what skills are you bringing that are going to move the needle and bring all that performance in those projects to the next level? So I like that mindset shift. There are some career questions that are asked oftentimes in the UX and the design and product world that come up a lot, and maybe a couple of examples of really good ways to answer them.
Yeah, so I think something that we see a lot in the UX and product world is asking candidates to share some of their projects. And upon doing that, we also asked them, you know, why they chose a specific project and to really go through the thinking behind the project. So this is really important for us because more than seeing the project itself, we want to see how candidates approach problems. And I think this is really relevant, not just to product and design, but to any role where you are going to face challenges all the time. And whether it be marketing, whether it be sales, product, engineering, et cetera, the hiring manager really wants to see what kind of challenges you're faced with and how you go about thinking about how to solve those. Like, what are the things that you take into consideration? What are the factors? How do you prioritize those things? Did the choice that you make, was it successful? Was it not successful? And ultimately, what did you learn from it? Because I think that the learning aspect is a trend that we see very much so inside of the tech industry, especially. You can have something successful, you can have something fail, but what did you learn from it? And that's really what we're looking to hear, which is how did you take this experience, whether it was successful or not? What did you learn and what action did you take afterwards to implement your learning? So we want to see that people are thoughtful, that they're methodical about the way that they approach problems, and ultimately that they're able to have enough insight to be able to take those different experiences and the wins and the learnings and see how they actually went ahead and implemented them in the future as well.
Wonderful. That is really insightful. I mean, for me and my experiences, it wasn't within products and projects of that type, but I definitely agree that this is a theme. Sometimes it'd be like, tell me about a time you had a challenge or you failed and how you went about it. And it's amazing to see that in your field, it's brought out even in a more creative way because it's talking about your own work. And I think imagining what it's like to interview you might think that you should be humbly bragging about your skills and how everything went so well in projects, but you're saying it sounds like it's even better to show kind of the learning curves that there were and what you took out of it and those challenges that you overcame. Is that what I'm hearing? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. And I also think the other important thing to note is when preparing for the interview, make sure that you have this narrative predefined, because sometimes it can be difficult to actually follow what the candidate has to say if they don't have their thoughts well organized. And I think that the organization of your thoughts and the way you communicate them, like really thinking about the framework in which you solve the problem and being able to communicate that well, is just as important as the learning itself. Because even if you have the most insightful learning, but it's very difficult for the interviewer to actually follow that train of thought, it's not as effective. I'll give you a small example. Earlier on in my career, I was interviewing at a startup. And I thought the interview was going really well because I was talking a lot and I thought I was, you know, showing all of the knowledge that I had. And in the end, I didn't get the job. And I remember writing to the hiring manager and actually asking them, you know, why I wasn't successful in the interview, thinking maybe it's my visual design skills, maybe it's my UX skills, maybe it was the projects I presented. And actually what he said was, you had a lot of nuggets of wisdom, but you weren't very good at actually communicating those. And so I've actually gotten the advice, especially earlier on in my career, to be very concise with what I have to say. And I think that conciseness comes with preparation. So really knowing where you want to get, what is the lasting impression you want to leave your interviewer. And that really comes from understanding how to structure your ideas, having kind of a framework of how you think about solving problems, and then ultimately being able to communicate that to your interviewer in order for them to effectively understand what you want to leave them with.
Wow, that's a very great example that you gave and that you experienced that. And even just that you asked for feedback afterwards, I think is very impressive, and it really shows you want to improve and you leaned in, and now you landed your dream job at places like Microsoft. And it was because you took your learnings from past interviews and you changed something. So I also want to add to that, that it's really impressive. And I agree, preparation is key in any field that you go into. And I would even record myself doing my elevator pitch and listening to it. And I would do it to other people that would be willing to listen to it. So just giving you guys all advice out there to what Ali said, it's about preparing, and maybe it's hard for you to just do it in your head. So prepare with other people around you, because people want to support other people to succeed in their careers. And that's exactly why me and Ali here came together today to hopefully give you some insider tips. That's all the time we have for today. But to summarize our conversation here with Ali, I would say the three takeaways we can leave with are: number one, remember to add value and have a giving approach when you go into an interview. How can you help them succeed? Number two is be prepared. That's really a key trick in any interviewing, is come ready and concise. Number three is asking for feedback can be life-changing within the career realm. Ali was brave to ask a hiring manager what she could improve on, and we sure know that that probably helped her in those next big interviews at companies like Microsoft, being sharper and overall a better candidate because of that.
So Ali, again, I want to thank you so much for coming on today's show. You've added so much knowledge and such great examples. And I want to just tell everyone who's listening, feel free to follow Ali on LinkedIn or on Twitter. She has some amazing NFT projects going and much more knowledge to share. So keep up with her and tune in for our next episode coming soon.